Hello, listener. I am Mr. Brown. Welcome to the Mr. Brown Show.
And this is Mark.
And this is Steve.
You know, I think I want to win $1 million and I don't have to work.
Where are you going to win $1 million?
I heard the Ministry of Defense and the Defense Science and Technology Agency, they all want to organize a contest. Build a Singapore robot urban warrior. It's called a TechX Challenge. The contest got $1 million prize money.
What? Robo-peng, ah? What kind of robot urban warrior are they looking for, man?
Yeah, I'll read it to you. Okay, I found the paper. The winning robot must be able to navigate itself into a building, overcome obstacles, negotiate stairs and lifts, and complete a set of tasks in the fastest time possible.
For me, I think they really should try to build more useful robots for the army.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Colonel Tan Kuku, Colonel Tan. Thank you, everybody, for come see our finalists for the MINDEF DSTA Useful Army Robot Contest. Our first entry is by the Private Seat, Private Seat Enrich. Private Seat's entry is the RT-D2, the IPPT robot. Please clap.
Thank you. My robot invention is to make for the IPPT to pass to get gold award so they can win $400 every time. Many NSmen is always frustrated at the individual physical professor test fail. So my robot called RTD2 is to help the men. RTD2, demonstration alpha!
I am RTD2, IPPT robot. I can do all the IPPT until very, very solid. Now I will do all the IPPT station at the same time. I am doing my 200 pull-up, 500 sit-up at the same time as running my 2.4 km and shuttle run and jumping my standing broad jump. Thank you.
RTD2 can also apply for MC automatically if he don't feel like taking his IPPT.
Thank you, Private Seat. Your IPPT robot is the gold standard robot. Our next entry is from the Sergeant Chaw, Sergeant Chaw Extra. Sergeant Chaw, the robot is called a Prowler.
Yeah, as you know, guard duty is a very important part of army life. But it's also very dangerous. So I invent this robot to do guard duty for me. Prowler, turn out!
I am the Prowler. I am the Prowler the whole night, no need the night snack. My robot body is no need to sleep, so I can do 3 shifts non-stop and no need take the cover and coon somewhere. My robot brain is also not scared of the ghost in the camp. Thank you.
And my Prowler robot is also got extra option. Can make him be the orderly, can go out of the camp, tapa who come back. He can carry 20 packets of chicken rice or hot fun with no problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Sergeant Chaw. Our next finalist is the winner of last year's WIS program and got many ideas and suggestions. Please welcome Corporal Ignatius Augustus De Souza and his robot, C4PO.
As you know, there are many times when those of us who are air-level soldiers and English-educated find it hard to understand the dialect and Creole used by the sergeants here. C4PO, my protocol droid, can help solve this problem.
Hello there, I am C4PO, Human-Cyborg Relations. I am fluent in over 6 million forms of communication and can readily translate between army talk and English.
My instructor, Sergeant Chan, will demonstrate for me. Sergeant?
Man, you better wake up your idea and don't talk gang. Wait, I do and give you all one time jada jada man, you all change brain and do extra until your car turn beat.
Translation mode. On. Soldiers under me. You need to be proactive and focused. And do not shirk from your duties, or you will aggravate me and receive a great severe punishment. Like switching between your uniforms again and again, and perform extra guard duties until your buttocks hurt from anal injury. Swear word, swear word, swear word, swear word, swear word, swear word, swear word.
Wow, what a robot. So eloquent. Our last finalist and the winner of today's robot contest is from Private Andy Lam, Best C2 downgrade out of course mess boy of First Signals. His robot is SKW-11.
Thank you, sir. My robot is called SKW-11. I design it when I have free time between serving the officer drinks and playing the arcade machine.
I am Saikang Warrior 1-1. I am designed to do all the Saikang, like the area clearing, picking up the dead leaf and sweeping drain, and picking up all the cigarette butts. I am also equipped with my own toilet brush and toothbrush arm to clean the toilets.
I think you will agree with me that the winner today is truly the SKW-11. Private Andy tells me he's working on a new model for officers. Private Andy, can you tell us more about this new model?
Yes, sir. A robot that can attend meetings and take minutes all day and come up with excuses to go to the mess.
Wow. We officers will all be looking forward to the upgrade. Thank you very much.
The Mr. Brown Show is a production of MrBrownShow.com. This is the Mr. Brown Show robot. We are designed to say this kind of boleh thing. Thank you.